completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to LindaMonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, leave me a voicemail on the feedback and let me know what you think of my show. You may even be on my show. I want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CNO and owner, Half Wheels Will Clean. Tonight I want to talk about that corona vaccine, okay? I went to the doctor on Friday to get a physical, and I have some underlining health issues. So he advised me that I was not leaving his office without taking this vaccine. So I advised him that, you know, I felt that my immune system wasn't back up to par due to the fact that I had the coronavirus last March. So I didn't feel comfortable taking this vaccine. Well, he informed me that I wasn't leaving his office without taking it. So I informed him at that time, okay, if anything happens to me after I take this vaccine, there definitely would be a lawsuit against Duke Hospital, okay? So anyway, I went ahead and took the vaccine. And, you know, he explained to me the effects of this vaccine. After he showed me the stats of people dying every day with the coronavirus, I mean, it kind of changed my mind, but didn't fully convince me. Out of the 60 people that died that day, 59 was unvaccinated, okay? So he was advising me that the hospitals are so overwhelmed with people coming in with the coronavirus, ICUs, emergency rooms. They have to make space to accommodate these people. So the health professionals are getting sick as well. And so there's a shortage on healthcare personnel. He was even telling me that the doctor office where he work at is being short on help as well. So I'm like, okay, but, you know, I still don't feel comfortable taking this. You know, nothing better happen to me once I take this. Because the first vaccine, from what I've heard about it, because I haven't really sat down to do any research on it, you know, they say that's not the one that is you should be really concerned with. The second one that you take is the one that they say will take you up out of here, okay? So I'll be taking that in 3 weeks and looking forward to it. So when the nurse came in, she was like, oh, you decided to take it. And I'm like, no, it's against my will, so nothing better happen to me, okay? So after she stuck me, I was talking to her. She stuck me, didn't feel anything. It was over. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know you put it in my arm. And I was really shocked that you don't even feel it. So that was kind of strange. But my doctor advised me, you know, it was a safe. I took the Pfizer, the one the FDA just approved. And he was telling me I probably would have a sore arm. And he was correct. The next day I got up with a sore arm, couldn't hardly hold my arm up. But I came home and told my daughter about it, and they decided that they was going to go get their corona shot. So Saturday we went to Walmart, because other than trying to scare me into taking this shot with all these stats my primary care doctor did, it was really, really mind-boggling how many people die of this coronavirus in a day. And we're talking large hospitals. We're not talking little small-town hospitals. We're talking major hospitals that he showed me stats of these people and how many died and how many came in with the coronavirus. So we go to the Walmart pharmacy, and it took the pharmacy a long time to do this shot. So we're sitting there looking at this man, mix this shot up. So he came out to administer the shot to my daughter and my granddaughter. And so I'm like, look, you took a mighty long time to put this shot together. So since I already had mine and the doctor didn't really explain what is in it, I need for you to tell me what is in this shot. Because the news I've been hearing is that the coronavirus is not in the shot. Well, listen, the coronavirus is in that shot. That's what he informed us today. But it puts the coronavirus into your body to build the antibodies up to fight it if you do happen to get the coronavirus. And that, he said, would save your life. Because if you got the virus and didn't have the antibodies in your system, it's more likely that you would not survive. So my next question to him was, okay, I've been seeing a lot of people that's fully vaccinated. They're dying as well. So I have a problem with this. If you take it, you're going to die. If you don't take it, you're going to die. So what's going on here with this virus? So he was like, well, the people that was fully vaccinated, it was just their faith. That was just their time to die. But the people that gonna take the coronavirus vaccine and have the antibodies develop in their bodies, that's more likely you will survive if you do get the coronavirus, okay? So he advised us, he took the Johnson & Johnson. It's going to affect you differently due to your body and your immune system. Well, he got sick. His wife took the same one. She didn't get sick. And it was a strange thing because, like I said, I came home that day and didn't feel anything and didn't have any symptoms till I got up the next morning and my arm was so sore. But I think I had the antibodies in there from the coronavirus that I had back last year. So we'll see what it does for my daughter and my granddaughter and see if they're going to have any symptoms from this shot. But I do challenge you to go ahead and take the vaccine because it is going to determine whether you live or die. It's going to determine whether you live or die. So I do recommend that you do take it if you want to stay on this earth. My personal opinion, and it's just my personal opinion, is this is being a Christian and knowing how the plagues were back in the Old Testament. I feel like we're living in the Old Testament because we're definitely in the end times. Jesus is on his way back probably sooner than we think. And the world at this day is so, so wicked because Satan knows his time is winding down. He knows his time is running short. So he is trying to take everybody out of here with him because he know once he can convince you not to believe in God that you would spend eternal life in hell with him. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm not trying to go to hell with him. Okay. So, because I sit here and I think, okay, the coronavirus took a lot of people out. Here we got this Delta variant that's more dangerous than the coronavirus. So this is going to take a lot of people out of here as well. So you're going to have to make a conscious decision. I mean, this is a life-death situation. People are being selfish. They don't want to wear the mask. I knew we've been in this mask for a long time. And they're like, okay, so I'm vaccinated. I don't have to wear the mask. But like I said, these fully vaccinated people, they're dying too. So they can't say that they're protected because somehow their immune system is rejecting this vaccine and they're leaving this world. Okay? So don't think because you get it and you're fully vaccinated that that's going to save your life. Because like I said, if you got any underlying health conditions, that's what the scary thing about it is. Because that may be what take you out of here. Been reading a little bit about it. With these underlying health conditions, it's not the coronavirus that take you out of here. It's those underlying health issues that are taking these people out of here, okay? So the thing to do is protect yourself against it, whether you live or die. It depends on your mindset at the time, whether you're going to live or die, I feel. And like I said, this is just my personal opinion. But I feel that we need to repent as a world. And we need to make God first in our lives. And once we start repenting, and I strongly believe that that's not going to happen because it didn't happen in the Old Testament, and I really don't think it's going to happen in this world today because people are just so self-centered. They're just thinking about themselves. They don't care about nobody else. They think they're going to live a long time. They're just, their attitude about life is just quite so different. You never know when you're going to die. So you need to wake up each day thinking, okay, am I ready to face my eternal destiny? Because the Bible says tomorrow is not promised to you. So you have to wake up each day saying, if it's my day, am I ready? Am I ready to go to heaven or will I be spending my eternal life in hell? It's just that simple. That's the point we're at right now. It's really, really important that you get born again and you can't put it off saying I'm too young, you know, I got to do this and I got to do that before I die. Because a lot of young people are dying of this coronavirus because of that attitude. They don't see death as it may be here tomorrow for me. So young people, listen, as we become closer to the end times, you have to make a decision. And I challenge you to make that decision today. Because like I said, tomorrow is not promised. You may not even wake up to see tomorrow. So you need to begin to think where you are going to spend your eternal life. Because that is what is upon us right now. And if we don't repent, you think it's scary and things are bad now, it's really, I feel in my opinion, just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse till we're no longer here, none of us. Okay? So I really want and challenge you to think about getting that corona shot vaccine, and it's a life-death situation for you. And even after I took it, I could feel the difference in my body after I took it. It just felt like strength just came into my body. But like I said, I think I had the antibodies already there from me having it last year. So I'm praying that's what it is, that I didn't have any side effects from it. But stay tuned, because I got to take that second one in 3 more weeks. And that one is the one that's going to tell the story. Okay? So I challenge you, if you're old, I mean, those people in the rest home are dying, and it's just a sad situation going on in this world right now. You know, they're dying without their loved ones. People can't even go visit. People in prisons are dying. It's really, really sad that we are in this state of affairs in this world. But like I said, there's an answer. Just repent and ask God to come into your life, and you'll be all right once you do that, and he'll change your life around, and you'll be ready to meet him when he comes, okay? Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download the Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. And also, don't forget to leave me a voicemail on the feedback. I would love to hear what you think about my show, because I'm trying to drop these nuggets to help you live your best life. Again, I want to take the opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. I really, truly pray that you're taking these nuggets to live your best life. Also, go to lindamonroe.com. My book is out, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It will be a blessing. And if you can't read, I have it in audio form. I will read it to you. So until next week, this time, same station, be blessed. God love you, and so do I. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner. Have wheels, will clean. Remember, all is well. The best is yet to come. And stay tuned next week. We'll be back here the same time, same station.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.